Right, here we go. Oi, oi, it's your boy, Jack Slack, coming off a bout of, I don't know what it was, stomach flu? Something bad. That's why I sound awful today. But it's been a crazy-ass week. I don't know, maybe it's because I dropped these boycasts on a Thursday and then I stop listening to MMA stuff for the rest of the week and then I come back on Monday. Maybe that's why I don't normally go fucking crazy. But this week has been really hard to watch. It's just, you know when someone drops out of a fight and then everyone in every weight class within two weight classes of that, up or down, claims that they're going to take the fight? So this time it was Umar Nurmagomedov dropped out of a fight with Corey Sandhagen, and you've got like Kamaru Usman saying he'll take the fight. I'll make the cut. No, it's just everyone says they're going to take it. Everyone goes, okay, well, so Corey Sandhagen's got to be fighting Adrian Yanez now, of course. And everyone runs with that. And then, of course, he isn't. And you never know how many of these people are serious and how many are very unserious people. But it's exhausting watching that shit go off. And it was made worse by the fact that the UFC just, like, spammed some really shit fight announcements. Sean Strickland title shot against Israel Adesanya. Paulo Costa versus Khamzat. 110% chance that fight doesn't go off as intended. They did announce Oliveira versus Makhachev 2, which is nice because it put an end to the discussion this week about Makhachev fighting Leon Edwards, which has just brought out the stupidest people on earth. Like, yeah, Makhachev, the guy who's multiple times almost hospitalized himself cutting weight, he's just going to walk up to 170 and dominate the guy who Kamaru Usman couldn't stick to. Really strange people, deeply unserious people. And people just trying to liken it to the Volkanovski thing. It's like Volkanovski's defended his title 5 times. Makhachev has defended his title no times. And the whole thing was like he can't fight any ranked fighters on the way up because they're ducking him. And now that he doesn't want to fight any ranked fighters, it's like that's not him ducking. That's because he's cleared out the division with his mind powers. I mean, he gets to this point with any fighter who's decently good and wins the title, people are just like, I can't imagine him losing, so why would I even want to see him fight any of these contenders? Fucking Anderson Silva back in the day. But anyway, yeah, people are like, why do I want to see Charles fight him again? You know, it depends how you remember that first fight. I'd probably rather see him fight another lightweight first, but, you know, you're Gaethje and Poirier doing this thing, and we'll get into that next weekend when that's happening. I was watching Oliveira versus Poirier yesterday, just for fun, because I was feeling like shit, and that is such a good fight. Such a good fight. They just take lumps out of each other. But we got a card coming up this weekend, UFC London. And honestly, it's not bad. It's the UFC in London, so they put in some effort. I think it was the Heavy Hands boys I heard say, but this is like the last thing they sort of try for when they're taking the show on the road and they go to Britain. They actually do put, well, they put in a bit of effort, probably not as much effort as last time. Certainly the tickets this time. The tickets for UFC London cards are always a disaster, partly because of the ridiculous state of the law in the UK, which means that all the tickets can immediately be bought up by automated ticket touts who then sell them on at twice the price. So the ticket prices for this event were something like £600 for the cheapest seat. And you're just like, you know, firstly, there's a cost of living crisis going on. Secondly, you know, fucking £600 for anything I wouldn't pay. I've been front row for various events, boxing, kickboxing, even the UFC, and it's not even that great. It's just like you get a lot more out of the experience watching it in terms of like comforts and being able to see the action better and not having to engage with people generally sitting at home. I think it was Ben Fox and Chad Dundas on their podcast. They were saying a long time ago, but they were saying like the only reason to go to events anymore is to see other people at the events, you know, to see other people in the press. I mean, I thought about any time they announce these things, I'm always like, well, I could go with some mates. We could go and enjoy it. And you just look at the price of it and you're like, well, no, that's like me and some mates could go on a holiday to Greece or something and really push the boat out and get some cool shit and spend tons of money. I mean, the chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably big into fights anyway. So, it's you know, I am big into fights, and I still don't think that these prices